What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
That's a hell of a statement. Track one.
There's Hell Below podcast. I'm Rob Morgan.
I'm Callum Eckersley.
Say what?
Starting hard.
I say if there's Hell Below, mate. Yeah. Very every likelihood that there is, mate.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, like the Earth is like. Well, we've got confirmation this week that we're flat. It's a flat Earth.
From BOB.
Yeah. Yeah, society, we're part of the flat Earth. So I'm showing Callum a bit of paper. Well, likelihood is that it's like that, mate.
Yeah, it's got a little dip in the middle.
Well, yeah, it's just because I folded the paper, mate.
Sure.
That doesn't exist. And underneath, fuck knows. What's underneath there, mate?
Yeah.
Could be hell below.
Could be.
Could there be that hell below? B.O.B. hasn't tweeted that yet.
Could we circle round and have a look? Can we do that?
Do you know why we can't? B.O.B. told me this. UN the fuckers. And NASA.
Yeah.
They're marshalling. North and South Pole, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Those fuckers.
Have a look at his Twitter, mate.
I've had a look. It's interesting reading.
Have you ever seen a curve?
Yeah, from pictures.
Yeah, but what pictures, mate?
NASA pictures.
Yeah, but
he says
proven photoshops. Wake up, sheeple.
By B.O.B.
Yeah. I honestly say to myself every week, like, maybe time to knock off the obsession with people with conspiracy theories. And then B.O.B., who has an album, has a mixtape out this week, comes along.
Didn't he do like a diss track against a NASA scientist?
Yeah. I haven't listened to it because B.O.B. is shit.
Yes.
But, you know, he's saying it's the Freemasons.
What would be the point in that conspiracy theory, though? What's it cut like? It'd be like, well, okay, yeah, the Earth's flat. What's it hiding?
I don't know what the outcome is. What if it like go? What if somebody goes? And he's got this thing with human cloning as well.
Okay,
which I need to look into. I didn't even think it was a thing.
Right,
and I need to now be obsessed with it.
It seems like most conspiracy theorists can't just have one conspiracy theory.
No, you have to have a
get in. It's like a, you know, like a gateway drug might be.
You have to have a library of it.
Yeah. So gateway drug might be Illuminati, understandable.
Yeah.
And then you get into human cloning.
Yeah.
Earth is flat is deep. That's deep into
Earth
it.
Is flat is old school as fuck.
That's like, no, we've proved it.
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Who goes up? Who takes the pictures? NASA.
Yeah.
Nobody else takes them, mate.
Maybe there could be maybe people could try and fund a send B.O.B. into space so he can see it for himself.
I don't think he's ready for it. And I think he's not.
Yeah.
I just think he's taken that disc that Tyler, the Creator, did all those years ago a little bit too harshly. Poor anyway, lad. Let's talk about some music, because B.O.B., I don't think he exists in the world of music anymore. He exists on his own new plane. Could be a higher plane.
Yeah, probably not.
We need confirmation from NASA. But I can't remember the last time that we played anything by South Californian garage proto punk rockers Audacity.
They're great, though.
When was the last time they had something out?
A while ago now.
Cool, could have been like last
maybe week, like a it? Suicide Squeeze single.
Suicide Squeeze are great.
Yeah.
But they've got your boy Ty recording their latest album, Hyper Vessels. And this very much seems like a podcast with familiar faces. And, you know, sometimes a sheeple need something that is familiar.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Consistent and easily digestible. And I'll tell you what these lot are. We've got some friends in town on this podcast. That's a track called Dirty Boy. It's a snotty little sweaty as fuck track, and Carl Gibson said on Fader, he said of this song, Dirty Boy is a rocker. It takes on the sentiment nice guys finish last, except the guys aren't necessarily last and they might not end up finishing at all. It also relates to waiting around in an every dog has its day kind of way. But the things that make you a dog, both negative and positive, end up getting digitized and reinterpreted to the point of having no resemblance to reality or something.
Okay.
He says, he also added, the main riff in this verse was originally written for a Microsoft game, but was denied by Bill Gates himself. Now, I don't know what Carl is saying here. I have no idea.
Could be another conspiracy theory there.
But Bill Gates is trying to keep dogs like Audacity down.
Yeah.
And he's trying to stop their message. They're not even talking about flat earths.
Yeah. Wow. Eye-opener.
Shit, I thought we would stop this talking about conspiracy
theory. No. I'm going to a John Ronson them talk tomorrow.
Oh.
Which I'm so excited about.
You said there's a special guest.
Yeah, it's not confirmed yet who it is, I don't think.
If it's Ike, I will be jelly.
Surely Ike would take up like 4 hours just on one monologue there. He'd have to be carted off.
Think of it this way. There's my conspiracy theory. Bob, nobody gives a shit about him. Probably pays tiny little venues. David Ike plays Wembley. You do the math.
True. Next up for me is a band called Ginnels, which is a new band for me. I haven't heard them before. And they're Irish, but they've got this lovely indie pop sound, which is great. And they've released a split 7-inch on Emotional Response Records, along with Tangible Excitement, who are also really good. If you go to the Emotional Response SoundCloud, you can have a listen to all of the tracks on there, and you can buy this 7-inch in a range of different colours, apparently.
What's your favourite one?
Yeah, pink. I've seen it in pink. I've seen a picture of it in pink, a picture in blue. There are probably more colours.
I'm going blue because I'm a boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going pink because it's 21st century, mate.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, wake up. Anyway, the track is called Easier When I'm Gone.
Some old friends of ours who make an appearance. There's some consistent. They're consistent as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
Young players like the lemons. Suck on that.
Yeah.
A lemon should be sour, son.
Yeah, they usually are.
But there ain't nothing sour about that sweetness.
No, that was lovely.
We've been playing them on the reg for a couple of years now.
Yeah, and they contribute to our compilation as well.
They did indeed. And boy, did they fit in well. And they're a band who also fit in well with the Burger Records. There's almost a band who... I can't think of many band who are no more Burger Records.
No, quintessential Burger Records.
None more Burger Records than the Lemonheads. Than the Lemons. Sorry.
That's fine, mate. It's easy to slip out.
It is. What is it about lemon-based citrus bands, eh?
They're all great.
Orange juice?
Yep, great.
The grapefruits? I don't know. They could be shy.
Yeah.
Just imagining the limes.
I can't think of any others.
Yeah, just come back with us. I don't know if this is going to work. The old citrus band thing. Give us your citrus-based bands.
Yeah, love to hear them.
We've got Lemonheads, Lemons.
Orange juice.
And orange juice. And they all make great guitar pop.
Yes.
They're releasing their debut LP. Hello, we're the Lemons.
Lovely.
It's a 28-track album of the short, sweet, lo-fi ice cream candy pop that you've come to expect. I think it's sort of collected of a collection of all the sort of stuff they put out over different labels and splits and all the formats, you know, stuff that's on our podcast, some that's on our podcast compilation, stuff that's on a tape, stuff that is on a split, on tiny little labels.
To make a lovely 28 track.
Make a lovely album. 28 track. Check out Chubby Checker Twisting in the Kitchen.
Looking forward to hearing that. Be good.
Yeah, pick it up. That's a track called JJ's House.
JJ, I bet JJ is
JJ. Oh, any guy called JJ.
Yeah.
Anybody with a two initial name and the second one is J is always a good guy. He's always up for a party.
What about CJ?
Who's CJ?
I don't know. I think JJ sounds more easygoing than a CJ. I think JJ's the kind of guy who'd be outside in a deck chair smoking a joint
with a big keg,
yeah,
and he's got his feet in a paddling pool.
Yeah, exactly that kind of guy. My kind of guy.
Yep.
Your kind of guy.
My kind of guy. And he's just shooting air rifles.
Yeah, sounds like a film. And next for me is something I don't think I've ever bought a harpist in before. I don't usually listen to many harpists, but
yeah, it's a great instrument.
It is a great instrument, but I really love this track. It's a sort of jazz track.
Do you know what it reminds me of? If for other jazz harpists,
yeah,
check out that Dorothy Ashby Afro Harping, because that is a much sampled record of the sort of like funk,
yeah,
jazz era. I think Madlib's absolutely rinsed that album.
I think it actually does say that it serves a magical ode to a few musical titans, Dorothy Ashby included, within this thing that I'm reading. So there you go. And so her name is Brandy Younger, and she said about her new record, which is called Wax and Wane. It's a new EP which is coming out mid-Feb, and she said she wanted listeners to walk away with a different perspective on the harp's place in music. For people know that the instrument can play a fully functioning role in many settings, and this is a great setting. I love it. And this track is called Soul Vibrations. Thank you.
something I missed over November, December. During that period, I like to take a nice little rest.
A cool down period.
Yeah, from new music. And that is something by Marrow. And it kind of falls in with that surface to air missive sound.
Yeah, definitely.
That we've been digging. Check that album out. Came out at Christmas. So, you know, there's still... It's still a chance that you might have missed it, but I can't emphasize enough how much you should be checking that
out.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's got that sort of schizo jazz pop shifting signatures, heavy on the sort of proggy jazz keys. They're a Chicagoan band, second of the day, who used to be in Kids These Days with Vic Mensa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, an MC I've kind of struggled with. At points.
He's really great when he's just rapping, I find. But when he goes a bit auto-tune, sings for me, not for me.
Like, they're stupidly tight. And I will say that I'm not always a big fan of the MC with a band thing.
Yeah.
That's a track called Fool. And they had an album out. And I'm sure they'll if they ever listen to our podcast, they'll enjoy me saying that I didn't enjoy their previous efforts. But they did have a really great album out last year called The Gold Standard. And that sort of is a little bit less like that. I think they shift in their styles a bit. Their influences kind of give you an idea where you're going. So you got David Bowie, Deerhoof, St. Vincent, Beatles, Thundercat, The Band, Grizzly Bear, who you can hear quite a bit in their album. Talking Heads, Dirty Projectors, Led Zeppelin, Erykah Badu, Miles Davis, Robert Glasper, Brian Eno, Michelle... you'll have to excuse me because I'm not familiar with that person and how to pronounce their name. Outkast, Wilco, Mulgrew Miller, and more. I think that gives you an idea of where you're going with them. Like, just tight musicians, I suppose, which can put some people off, but they do interesting things with their music.
That was great. Next up is a rapper called Science, but with a Z. Replace that C with a capital Z. Cyans.
Can't emphasize enough branding that needs to be a capital Z.
Insists on it. He's a Brooklyn rapper, but he has just released an album which is like a love letter to the state of Georgia. And he said it was all a project inspired by all of his trips to Georgia as a child, and every song is named after a town or a city in Georgia, and every producer on the track is from Georgia.
Oh.
Which is good. I like a nice touch. And this also features a fellow New York rapper, Homeboy Sandman, who is our boy, who we love.
He's great.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Another consistent player.
Yeah.
And podcast reg.
Yeah, great guy. And this is called College Park, and it obviously features him. It's produced by a guy called EOM, who I haven't heard much from before, no. But I love the production.
One thing I've noted at the start of this is your mama jokes.
Yes, which, I don't hear enough of these days.
No. Well, we talked about the fact that your dad
has taken over. Yeah, or your dad
is great, and I've also seen great ones about your boyfriend.
Yes, I've seen that,
which are great. You know, it's very good that we're now sort of going past, you know, exploring
the
relationships
dad.
Of these people that you have with, and
tearing them down.
And tearing them down, I think it's progress.
Yeah, this is from Georgia Tape, which you can listen to in full on his SoundCloud and buy it as well. But yeah, it's the track is called College Park.
My mother said, your mother's so poor, I seen her kicking can down the street. I said, what you doing? She said, moving.
Hey, your mama's so old, she used to drive chariots to high school.
Dang. Georgia Tape. Yo. What up? Word. Tell me how a brother sticking like a stamp though. I done been where your tickets said you can't go. You done seen where my beans turned to plants though. Thank the raindrops, I ain't playing those. I'm at the age where I'm warming up to Kangos. Not quite, I can't stand those. A little heavy be the crown that you land on. I am light work, and the lamp blown. Word. I remember how I started, staying up at night, reminiscing what you call it. But I ain't been a rap about this rapping shit. I'm sure you either all about the shit, so you ain't for it. It's either you were all up in the gym or you ain't ballin'. My shots all film, and none of them are foreign. I wanna bump the ATM tapes in a Cadillac, round around Georgia, shaking change up on your fanny packs. Like,
yeah,
like that.
Like that.
Yo, we gotta call on the line. I'm on the cordless, I got Georgia on my mind. I ain't said cordless in a long time. It might sound dated, but the truth is that I always been a sucker for a hard line. It's worth saying, but don't fret. Just a little more wordplay that you don't get. This holiday I'm staying off the knob. I'm busy counting revenue from learning on the job. About to celebrate a decade of the upper hand, despite the folks that hear it and then fear what they don't understand. At my hotel room doing jumping jacks, finna retrieve the stolen moments of a broken man. Heard that in the beginning there was nothing, but I think they was bluffing. Yeah. Fly joint without no hook. Keep your head up, I might hit you with a no look.
I don't know, like hip hop is just not what it used to be. But I don't know, I mean I heard a couple new niggas that might got it though. You ever heard of this dude named Stan?
Park Avenue. You might have seen me in the whip on Park Avenue.
On a great
space coaster with your man. Gary Ganoo. Yo. Load up the scope with the laser beam. My team part of the American dream. Got shooters in every color. That's word to my mother. Swear to my father. The truth part of my cloth. So nigga, why bother? I hang a hater by his collar and mix him in a stew with chunks of rock while I'm a rap scholar. Sell your soul for a dollar in Nevada. Snatch your dollar back. Break the butt up like the scammer. I took your mama with an easy holler. Erotic ass cheeks in the Bahamas, a pack of easy riders. Celebratory brunch for the mob bosses. Grinning from all the winning cause we dodge losses. Boat rides with the linen, it's all white. Black diamonds on the wrist, it's tall life. Do what you gotta do, protect your whole wife. Six short days and seven long nights till I score right.
Left hand hold the drug stick. I am nothing to fuck with. Make men who I run with.
Yes.
Make bread on the jump strip, stunning whip. Fifth on the hip, hit you where you shit. Sit, see the cops through the dip. Drift to a miss off the spliff. Scratch your name off the list. Bobby Flay catered. Made paper out in Asia. Green LeSabre, 164th in Jamaica. Break a fourth of the way, forgot the bracelet engraved. Died 360 in a Mustang. Damn right I let my nuts hang. Guns bang, you'll be left with a duck frame. We getting money on my son's name. Getting money on my son's name.
Off the court, whips up black and foreign. Yak pouring, got rap in the toilet. I'm escorted, my vision never been distorted. We live lawless, jog through the gauntlet. 40 under the armpit, I'm still on that darn shit. Give me a break, hold my own weight solid. Your shit flimsy when I'm on the Henny. Lick to send me out the Dodge Hemi. Cool like Arthur Fonzarelli. I mean really, ice on my tear look chilly. Thick bottom bitch, he from Chile. Best bar none from bar one. The guard palm a gun. My bitch like my cigar when I'm done. Wolf nigga, tooth shimmer, boot shiver. Juice sipper, flip the new Gucci slipper. Player, gun sprayer, cut off a layer. A layup with something raised by the equator. Check me later. Motherfucker.
Old familiar friend.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, definitely. But sometimes it's nice just to have, hang out with your mates, just to have the fam.
Yeah, have Action Bronson, Rock Marciano. Have the guys over.
Sometimes, like, it's great to have a party and meet new people and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it's not.
But sometimes you want to get your boys around, or girls.
Or a mixture of
both. Or a mixture of both. You know, we're keen for that. And just chat familiar shit.
Yeah.
Talk about the old days.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with Action. Boy, do I want him to be my friend so hard. It's actually pathetic. And boy, is he consistent.
He is.
When it's a track that isn't on like an album that he wants you to buy.
Yeah.
Strange that, but apparently Blue Chips, new one this year.
Oh, really? That'd be good.
Yes.
That'd be great.
When he's with Party Supplies.
Yeah.
It's like a... That's the power couple.
Yeah. Different guy.
Don't go with anyone else. Well, occasionally...
Because that sounded a bit like... That track, the production sounded a bit like Easy Rider.
Yeah. Him with Alchemist is pretty decent.
Yeah.
That's been proven. You know, you heard Rare Chandeliers.
Which is great.
That was free. And one of his best things. If not his best thing.
Yeah.
Mum's in the Basement. Revisit it. Still good.
It is.
Anyway, he's featuring on that track with one of the undervalued guys, most undervalued guys in hip hop, Rock Marciano.
Yeah.
And that's something from AJ De Corner. And this is the latest track from his album, Sip the Nectar, which is coming out on Rock's Man Bites Dog label. I'd say that your boys kill that.
Yeah.
It's a track called Park Avenue, and they just obliterate him.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Put their stamp on it.
To the point when you're just like, I forgot what he sounded like.
Yeah, sorry, H.
Or his verses. Soz, mate. His manager produced that. His name's Polo Pirate.
I like the production on that. It's great.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really New Yorkian.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. So Soz AJ the Corona.
The Corona.
The Coroner.
Ah, okay. Next.
Not the Corona.
Well, it could be.
Would you rather be a beer or Corona?
I'd rather be a Corona than a Coroner.
What does a Coroner do?
It's like someone who does dead bodies and stuff, isn't it?
Ah, that's what he deals.
Checks them out. Deals with dead bodies. In a professional way.
Okay. Well, maybe that's his thing.
Yeah, Coroner.
His kink.
Coroner by day, rapper by night. Or by day if he's got the day off.
People have got to make money.
Yeah. You've got to have a day job. Next up is Good Shit Alumni, I think. Raw Nerves. They had that shit, that track.
So many familiar faces. Yeah. Come on in, Raw Nerves. We were hoping you were going to come because we're getting a bit... We're on our way and we just need the party picking up a bit for the people who are fucking flagging.
Yeah. They had that track, Nobody Gives a Shit About You.
Yeah, nobody's... No, and still, that continues. Yeah. That sentiment.
Yeah, great sentiment. Anyway, they're back. The Auckland boys are back. And they've said they're back. It says Raw Nerves are back. The Raw Nerves
are... They're back.
They are angry. The Raw Nerves are serious. They've got a serious beef. And that's the title of their new EP, which you can get for free or for however much more you want to pay for it.
The EP, the cover on the EP is...
A lovely bit of meat.
A lovely slab of beef. It gets me really hungry. Lovely bit of marbling.
I was going to say, good marbling on that. That is a nice bit of meat.
If you saw that in the shop, you'd be like, that's definitely going on.
Yeah.
Pop it on
if I could afford it.
Pop it on your skillet. Each side, you want that rare stuff.
What kind of cut would you call that? Looks like
a... Have a look at it, please. This is really good for radio, this. Can I go ribeye, please?
That's what I was thinking. It looks like a ribeye steak on the cover. Forgive us if we're wrong.
We'll reveal those results.
Yeah.
After these two songs.
But yeah, this track is called Emotions Are Hard. It's great.
Don't know Wait and let the pattern grow clearer. Watch the pattern grow clearer. It always do. Shapes and new colors draw nearer as the pattern grows clearer. Into the yellows and blues by the light of the moon. You can trust in this arrangement as the pattern grows clearer. Watch the pattern grow clearer. The pattern grows clearer. Oracle, go and push your face to the mirror. It's the shape of a tear, it's a triangle. Echoing for seconds or years as the pattern grows clearer. The pattern grows clearer. The pattern grows clearer. The pattern grows clearer. Then watch the pattern change. Watch the pattern change. Watch the pattern change. Master vision, recite your name. Geometric template from the
at the moment with the year. How many days are we into it?
27
days. So we're starting to get used to it. Got that new Ace Ty Segall record.
I still need to listen to that.
Wild Nothing have heeded our calls and
yeah, thanks for that, guys.
Yep, cheers.
Cheers, Jack.
Yeah, because I think he knew. He was like, okay, I'll get out.
Yeah, they're getting fed up with me.
And Ehe are doing the quick follow-up on last year's Good Shout album, Whatever Will Happen, with a new LP for this year that we're calling 2016, Bubble. The album's called Bubble. It's on Team Love.
Again, yeah, great.
Ehe, for those not in the know, that's Zach Berbers, who's an incredibly prolific guy.
Yeah, he seems to get around.
It's his sort of main songwriting baby. And he, hell, can he write a hook, man?
Yeah, he's great.
And check the sort of, it sounds like a fretless bass.
Yes,
on
it does.
That. It's kind of got that really nice, we mentioned him earlier, Orange Juice.
Yes.
It's got that sort of sound of the indie bands, the postcard bands.
Great bands.
And we're getting a little bit more of a funk
yeah.
into them. And a bit more of a sheen and becoming a bit more mainstream sounding and a bit more in the end of being pop bands than actual indie bands and
yeah.
that becoming the zeitgeist. The Pattern Grows Clearer is the name of that track, and I tell you what, maybe he knows the pattern that's getting clearer. I tell you what the pattern is, mate. It's not a fucking curve.
Yeah,
it's maybe, flat.
Maybe he's in on it. Maybe he knows about it.
Maybe he is. Maybe he knows the pattern, and
yeah.
that's at the Freemasons.
Are hiding up that the world is in fact flat. So I don't know why they're hiding it.
Well, do you know who we need to find out about the Freemasons?
who?
Who's your boy who's the keyboardist at the at the lodge? The Masonic Lodge.
James Paul, I think his name was.
Yeah. He might know more than he's letting out.
Oh, yeah, I'll email him.
He might be well, ask him, because he could have been undercover, and he was like, that's exactly why I got in on that game.
Yeah. You're right, the world is flat.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? They just, like, stay in and, like, drink Hobgoblin. Yeah. They're like camera.
Yeah, a lot like camera. But we've got a handshake.
Yeah, but they do it in their own pubs.
Yeah. I am interested in what the hell goes on in there.
I might even join.
Yeah, why not?
In my head, it's that Simpsons episode.
Yeah. It's lots of like chanting and...
Oh, yeah.
Robes. That's,
in my old age, that's what, you know, train set and that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm interested in. That's all I'm in this game for, Callum. I'm just waiting to get old.
Yeah, lining up those slippers. Next for me is... a fella called Boys Forever, who used to be in Veronica Falls. It's Patrick Doyle of Veronica Falls. I think he still is in Veronica Falls, but this is his side project and his debut single, which is out on Amor Fu, which is a record label I'm not that familiar with.
I wish I could tell you more.
Yeah, but I think it says here that it's set up by a chap from Domino Records. Doesn't say who. Maybe he's left and done his own thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair praise to him. Anyway, yeah, the track is called Poisonous.
He's the guy who makes you feel uneasy. He's the guy who watches when you sleep. He's the guy who likes to get to know you. He can hear you talking.
Close the curtain, turn the light up, make it
Saying again, just finishing off my choices with something that we played a few months back.
I remember. They're
from
really
a band
fun.
We played a few months back. Something by Tiger Waves. They're from Austin, Texas, and they do a kind of on this album anyway, which you can download for nothing. Like, can you believe that, son?
Lovely. It's such a nice song, that.
They say they're born of the days of CDRs and Dropboxes. You know when people used to just like give you
yeah
CD? People like give me CDs sometimes, like free, and it just feels weird. I'm more likely to like listen to them on Bandcamp and check out of my own accord.
You get them outside hip hop gigs a lot. People going like, check out my CD.
On a hoverboard.
Yeah, on that, yeah.
Do you want my CD?
Great entrance.
Yeah, so you kind of got me there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're obviously taking advantage of the wonderful platform that we call Bandcamp. I really should get money from Bandcamp for this great ambassadorial role that me and Callum are doing.
It is brilliant.
Tigerwaves.bandcamp.com. You can pay whatever you want for that. What you can expect is some really sort of great psychedelic country rock.
Yeah.
Some really nice, sweet little folk tunes. A bit of dream pop, which you sort of heard there. It was sort of has a bit of a Simon and Garfunkel dream
lovely
pop feel to it. And I'm mad for Simon and Garfunkel and those great, great songwriting. Check out Tiger Waves and that album. And thank you for listening continually.
Yes, thank you.
We're about to wrap this up at ICHP Podcast. Like us on Facebook, because we occasionally put some stuff up there for you to listen to.
Yeah, we do.
Or join in the debates.
Yeah, which we will be kicking off a lot more of debates.
Oh, I'll kick off, mate.
Yeah, every week. Where's the Earth flat?
If you've got some proof for us, mate.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
Let us know.
Because at the moment, I've got B.O.B.
B.O.B. is slightly... yeah, he's in...
Do you know what he's
up against some pretty heavyweight people who believe the Earth is not flat.
Yeah, he's not authoritative, is he?
No. Yeah, well, I didn't know about it before, but now B.O.B. said it's flat.
Makes sense. Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah. And sheeple to finish us off this week. It's a lovely bit of jangle pop from Honey Radar, who I don't think I've heard before, but they've had quite a bit of stuff out. This is their latest. I think they might have had something out after this, actually, which I haven't checked out yet. But this was from the tail end of last year. Again, in that period where I wasn't checking out much stuff. It's out on What's Your Rupture. I think the 7-inch is completely sold out now because it was on an insanely limited run. I think it was like 50 or something. But you can still buy it digitally off of Bandcamp. Again, go to Bandcamp. And it's brilliant. It's called Milkmaid.